Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting second. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting third. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gary Alexander. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Gary Thomason. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. And now, play ball. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Alexander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Alexander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage juggles the ball. That's an error on Cubbage. Page moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Alexander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Alexander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Armas moves to second. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Armas moves to third. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive towards short. Guerrero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-1 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-1 in the game. Page is hit by the pitch. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Langford covering, for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-1 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to third. Ford moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Alexander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-1 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into left field. Alexander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. the Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 1 in the game. Revering hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a line drive towards third. Cubbage reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Langford covering, for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Alexander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomason hits a pop-up towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerrero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Page hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Guerrero trying to get to third. Powell throws the ball into Cubbage, who tags Guerrero for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Weiniger to Smalley and they have Alexander trapped. There's the throw over to Randall, covering first, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 2 in the game. Revering takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy now playing left field. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Murphy. Powell reaches second base with a double. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to third. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross juggles the ball. That's an error on Gross. Powell scores. Randall moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bob Lacey now pitching. Larry Wolf pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Randall moves to third. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randall scores. Smalley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 3, Athletics, 3. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Wolf now playing third base. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Page takes first base on ball 4. Jim Essien pinch hits for Dwayne Murphy. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Page moves to second. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Page moves to third. Essien moves to second. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Miguel Delone now playing left field. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 3 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolf hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 3 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Staggs pinch runs for Wayne Gross. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 3 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Perez now playing third base. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a pop-up towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field. Thomason picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thomason. Ford moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Powell is walked intentionally. Rich Childs pinch hits for Willie Norwood. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Johnson now pitching. Rich Childs now playing left field. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-4 in the game. Edwards strikes out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Guerrero hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Page hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone takes first base on ball 4. Page moves to second. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. With three walks. Smalley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez bunts towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Armas moves to second. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-4 in the game. Newman hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Thomason is walked intentionally. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-5 in the game. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew strikes out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. Cusick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Guerrero hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Page hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Delone hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heaverlow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0 for 1 in the game. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 3 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Revering hits a pop-up towards third. Wolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Armas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 0 in the game. Perez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 5 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Coleman now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. With 3 walks. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 3 in the game. Cusick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomason hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 6 in the game. Edwards strikes out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomason moves to second. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Johnson. Thomason moves to third. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Page is walked intentionally. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Delone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomason scores. Page moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.